ジェケナンバーイナマインセランジャンルキュラユメタホレセタジャンルジペマスケチモチャゴレジャンルジャスジャイウィディカレラネコンジョスムディレジェサンジョコンジョチョコンジョキンジョコンジョスモディケビューインチェナデレヤジャスウトウェアラジュルウチカレコウォレセネニエレマンジョマソウリアンチシンチャネマソウドハレジチパチンチナダンマソウドマルタウドスンベタウドサムケチェ だからそのドマディレ、キュビニバルスのようですね。だからこんにゃくのようで、センベイ、イシベイ、イシチェ。ディニディマドキャンドキエグ、キュシェゴレ。だからダンボディニューサムダネディナランジュゲ、アナガシゴレセネ。アンダ、ダグマレタコンド、ドマロキュビニバドコンニュスのようで、サムディニモンデタネ、ディネ、マンジュゲ、ランダン、シェンセンジャータム、ジョコレドマレ、キョヤディ、ジャムニョコニュスミン、キョクレ、センベイ、イシェディ。
就不认识别论什么定义一切的一切的道理，讲不下去了，讲不下去。我说这些，这些的讲不下去，我说也提出。但是，所以这当我做教书专业的教书专业时，但教书专业开始我是那样子教书专业，讲不了老家老屋里些的，很生意有损失别个，很给我出别的，你不帮伢个，很他不能忙不损失的，两个这个老家些的，那确实没工作，没钱的些的。
Good evening. So we've been looking for the past 4 weeks at the topic of refuge. And this is a particularly important topic for a number of reasons, one of which being the boundary as to whether one is included amongst Buddhists or not, is whether one turns towards the three jewels for refuge. If one turns towards the three jewels for protection from suffering, for help and assistance in overcoming suffering. And when we've been looking at the topic on refuge, we spoke about some of the qualities of the three individual jewels, the Buddha jewel, the Dharma jewel, and the Sangha jewel. And we also then spoke about the two causes that result in refuge arising within oneself, or that result in one turning towards the three jewels for refuge. So the causes are, first, one reflects on the sufferings, the tremendous sufferings that beings are experiencing in the lower realms, with the understanding that fate potentially awaits us. And thereby one gives rise to the wish to be freed from such a potential, to be freed from potentially falling into the lower realms. So that this fear of the sufferings of the lower realms is the first cause. Its companion cause that leads to the mind of refuge arising within one is a heartfelt conviction, a trust, that the three jewels can provide one with protection. It's through turning to the three jewels and following their guidance and trainings that one can achieve a state of liberation from such a suffering. And then for this mind of trust or faith in the three jewels to arise, one needs to also reflect on the qualities of the three jewels, gaining conviction, heartfelt conviction, that they do actually have the ability to guide us and thereby us to achieve protection from suffering. Then one can go to refuge to the three jewels in a sincere manner, in a manner that's not just a mere uttering of words, but with sincerity. And then we've also, in the last couple of weeks, looked at the precepts or the trainings of refuge. And there were several there of those which are to be accomplished and the things that were to be turned away from or ceased. But in brief, one can say of the many methods that the Buddha taught so that one can train one's mind and attain liberation from suffering, this is what we need to engage in. So a refuge precept is to engage in hearing teachings, reflecting on their meaning, and meditating on their meaning.
Jamre
We concluded then last week, looking at the refuge precept, that having gone for refuge oneself, then one has a responsibility to emulate our objects of refuge, to act in society, in the world, as an example of the trainings of refuge. And in this way, we can indirectly, as well as where we can in accordance with our ability, directly influence others, guide others, help them in their own trainings of refuge. So this is where we came to last week. So it's on page 23 and the fifth point. We start where we concluded last week, so the second half of the last sentence of the fifth point, and then continuing from there. Not even in jest or to save your life. So this refers to not forsaking your refuge. Oh yes, sorry, a little before. And do not ever forsake your own refuge, not even in jest or to save your life. And then it continues, with awareness of the need to avoid wasting time on mere words, recite from your heart the refuge formula 3 times each day and 3 times each night. Okay, the second part of the fifth point. And do not ever forsake your own refuge, not even in jest or to save your life. So here, what the text is presenting is that for our refuge to be sincere, it needs to be of a strength, of a sufficient strength, that we would never give it up, even at the cost of our life. Because what this is referring to is what leads one to give up one's refuge is having some doubt where one's trust or conviction in the three jewels, that the three jewels have the ability to protect us, that trust, if that is wavering, then it is possible that one can be influenced by others or led astray by others, and in this way one can give up one's refuge. So in order to overcome this doubt, one needs to engage in the reflections that have been presented so as to make one's trust or one's conviction in the ability of the three jewels to be able to provide protection from suffering, to be a level of trust that's free from doubt. And the way then one measures a level of trust that's free from doubt is if one were to be in a situation where one was challenged and said, one, you either abandon the three jewels from your heart or I will kill you. Then in that such a dire situation, even then, if one's trust in the three jewels doesn't waver, then one has gone to refuge with sincerity. So that is quite an extreme illustration. A more common or more likely illustration would be if someone were to criticize one's reliance on the three jewels and say, I can help you better than them. I can help you overcome your difficulties. I can fulfill your material needs. Rather rely on me. So that's maybe something more likely that one is to encounter. And there again, one's a conviction in the ability of the three jewels to provide one with lasting protection from suffering should be developed by this point to the point where it's unwavering, where it's not influenced by any doubt. Furthermore, we advise here that not even in jest. This then means not even joking that, oh, there's no such thing as the three jewels that don't exist, or that they don't actually have the ability to provide one with protection from suffering. The meaning of this precept is that this is a point for us to include in our refuge meditation. Whilst we're developing this ever greater mind of refuge, this ever greater conviction that the three jewels have the ability to guide us so that we can attain freedom from suffering, we develop this to the strength of that, the strength of conviction that no matter what obstacles I encounter, no matter what difficulties I encounter, I will not allow doubt to overwhelm me. I will deal with the doubts skillfully and not allow them to overwhelm me. Rather, I will continue to contemplate on the Dharma, develop these minds within me, seeing that this is how protection from suffering is achieved. And here in our reflection, the certainty is of such a level that one wouldn't even make jokes about that one doesn't have trust in the three jewels, that one doesn't have trust in the Buddha Dharma, for example. So here, this is training is included here, that for us to include in our meditation, because through reflecting on it repeatedly, this conviction will grow in strength. The meaning of this line, reflect on refuge three times each day and three times each night. It's another way of saying, reflect on refuge throughout the day. From first thing when you wake up in the morning, turn your mind towards refuge. Throughout the day, varying intervals, recall refuge, ensure that it's staying manifest, present within oneself. And then right at the end of the day, before one lies down, turn one's mind to the three jewels, and at all these points, gaining ever greater conviction that the three jewels have the ability to protect one from suffering, to guide us in our spiritual development, which is what does protect us from suffering. So here we are being advised to keep this thought present throughout the day, and until that we are able to do that throughout the day, then at regular intervals, starting from when we wake up to when we lie down in the evening, we should consciously generate the mind of refuge. For those who take this on as a training, then the first of the times one would reflect is when one wakes up, and then in the morning period, one or be the pre-lunch period, one would reflect on refuge a couple more times. Similarly then, in the afternoon and the evening, and again when one goes to sleep, then another three times one would reflect on refuge. And in this way, one would fulfill this advice that's presented here, to reflect three times each day and three times each night on refuge. But one should not take this as, well, I've done my six for the day, I'm done, that's now a commitment fulfilled. If you reflect on refuge six times each day, this is very good. But one shouldn't feel that is a boundary, that one can't or shouldn't reflect on refuge more so. This take as the guideline, take it as a minimal requirement. So what one is really striving to do is to ensure that the mind of the Dharma stay ever present within oneself, ever manifest within oneself. So this is part of our training of mindfulness, of being mindful of the three jewels, of the Buddha Dharma. So for one's training, take this then as a minimum requirement.
Mm-hmm. ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、 ကျောချမထာတာမျိုးကဘာထွေရကျူဆာကိုရဲအဲ့နဲ့သာပါတာထမကြီးကိုဘာထွေရလျာသာညံညံရူဝရဝ
As with all meditation topics, the more one applies oneself, the more regularly one applies oneself to a particular meditation topic, the more familiar one becomes with that meditation topic, which means the impact it has on our way of thinking becomes ever more profound. So if one reflects on refuge, for example, just every now and again, then one will have some experience of refuge whilst reflecting on it. But the more that one reflects on it, the more stable this mind will come, first in meditation, and then between meditation sessions too. And it is of great importance that the mind of the Dharma, in particular here the mind of refuge, is stable within us. Because if it is unstable, if it's fleeting, or if it comes and goes, or if it's weak in strength, then if we meet someone with a great reputation or someone who's charismatic, they can very easily influence us. Or even someone of no particular renown but a good friend of ours, they too can influence us and influence us to engage in behavior that is not in accordance with the Dharma. To engage in activities, for example, to go fishing or other kind of clearly harmful behavior that is not in accordance with the Dharma. But on the other hand, if we have a stable meditation practice, then the topics of our meditation, such as refuge, will become stable within us. We will not be influenced by others. And moreover, our mind will transform. And in addition to this, and what follows from our mental transformation is, as the minds of the Dharma, such as the minds of refuge, grow in strength within us, then the opposing minds, the minds that are contrary to the Dharma, they proportionately weaken. Therefore, we accumulate ever greater merit, ever greater causes for good rebirth, ever greater causes for liberation and enlightenment. And therefore, as our meditation practice develops, the attainment of liberation and enlightenment grows ever nearer.
Mm-hmm. Andera, Dini, and Yendin Sheba, Chevra Sheba, Kilamba, Shendu Mimomu, Kunin, Yinle, some Chenle, some Samba Tabane, and Jebra Jawa, Sitisada, Dinega, Samba Tansu Delia, and Conjusmi, Yendin Sheji, and Delia, and Jamra Chia, and Conjusmi, Chevra Shebu Tone, Jamra Chia, and Conjusum Kilamba Tone, Jamra Chia, and Shendu Mimomu, Kunin, Jebra Chia, said
concludes. So just to say, in the Tibetan we don't have the Namagurubia, that's what was just included or inserted. So then to conclude here in the text, while doing so, maintain awareness of the unsurpassed qualities of the three jewels, and of their individual uniqueness and your commitments. So in other words, here this next paragraph then is talking about what to have in mind whilst reflecting on refuge, that one must maintain an awareness of the Antipas individual qualities of each of the three jewels, as well as the individual unique qualities and your commitments, so these trainings that we have been covering over the last couple of weeks. When one needs to reflect on the unsurpassed qualities of the three jewels, in reference to the Buddha jewel, one reflects on the qualities of the Buddha's body, or the Buddha's speech, and the Buddha's mind. And the mental qualities, of course, include, their mental qualities have two components, that of wisdom and that of love and compassion. So that of wisdom refers to the omniscient consciousness of the Buddha, the way the Buddha in each moment directly realizes everything that exists, every existent, all phenomena. It's unsurpassed, perfected wisdom, a wisdom that is flawless and developed to a state of perfection. And in addition to the quality of the omniscient consciousness, the Buddha's mind also has perfected love and compassion for all sentient beings. And thereby, with these qualities of love, compassion, and wisdom, engages in enlightened activities to be of greatest benefit to all sentient beings. The quality of the Buddha's speech is that the Buddha teaches precisely in accordance with the individual personalities and needs of each being. So precisely with what, in accordance with the type of teaching that a being will benefit most from, and then presenting it in a way that's perfectly in accordance with their personality. A Buddha and a Buddha alone is able to do this faultlessly. And therefore, when there is unsurpassable benefit that comes from hearing the teachings of the Buddha Dharma and reflecting on them and meditating on them. So therefore, when one reflects on these qualities of the Buddha, this or the Buddha's speech, this gives one ever greater a desire to hear teachings, reflect on them, and meditate on them, because one will understand that these are the correct and unmistaken way to accumulate the causes to achieve a good rebirth in our next life, to develop the qualities that will eventually ripen in liberation from suffering, that will ripen in the attainment of bodhicitta and even Buddhahood itself. So such a desire to engage in the practices of hearing, reflecting, and meditating come about in dependence on these reflections.
and a kusum tosum yende, dosin and dosin and tambayina, kazi, tambayina, and a sangilia, deva shucheli urwa. Dinajin, chirgonjo said it, papi, you go tena, lamdin, needed a chirgonjo sigur. That is not the chirgonjo said it, maranzu gilejevaina, maranzu ginen, gilejason by the papi gansa chaba. パイ、中国人が好きで、基本的に、そそらなパブキンでない、パブキンが茶路。そそそらなキンの子茶路。そそそらなキンの子茶路。じゃあ、だんがそんで、なそんで、基本は茶路。じゃあ、なそんで、茶路。じゃあ、でにぎ、中国人で、あの、人で、そそらな、なそんで、たわ。あの、そそらなパブキンが茶路。そそらな、キンの子茶路。じゃあ、これ。だ、そそらキンの子茶路ね、キンの子茶路が、からじごせん、シェンセンチン、コワタ、ドマレ、タイヤギ。
ro，那，你继续注意了呀，偏不注意了，弱者呀，难点者呀，这个，这个，你那意思，说说那个，你那截图也先来偏不截，全部截图也切过了，这，你那意思，啊，那这个，嗯，缺工作些的，别嘛是原点，原点的那都是的，缺工作些的，那，这个，就缺工作的，那个，你们那些呀呀的，他先，呀呀呀呀，做的，那你要么把马六把，帮别帮把，再偷上的，那，再就把些切图过来。
안 돼야만도 야 되네 야네 야도 공부이나 안 돼 뒤바 바차 돼 뒤바 빠이도 상기 해야지 잘 고르지 난 상기 공조 해야 돼 안 수도 차트 고르지 난 최고 공조 해야 돼 뱀마스 연대 친구 시 뱀마스 야구를 해야 돼 운도시네 최고 공조가 연대 삼 다음에는 다 최고 공조 톱되게 뒤바 돼 슉 뒤에 슉 채로 고르고 다 뒤 톱이야 그 뒤에 뒤바 슉 채로 해야 돼 뒤 톱이야 그 탑람들이 양도 배수 슉 채지 고르 그다음 뒤에 배수 슉 채지 해야 돼
So more one reflects on the qualities of the body, speech and mind of the Buddha jewel, the stronger our faith or our trust or our conviction in the Buddha jewel will grow. And similarly too with the other jewels, such as now the Dharma jewel, the more we reflect on it, the more of a transformative impact that this, the mind of refuge will have on us. So the Dharma jewel, again, to remind us, is the true cessations and true paths within the continuum of Arya beings. So these realizations that are the true paths and true cessations, so these realizations in the continuum of Arya beings is what is meant by the Dharma jewel. So here in the reflection on the Dharma jewel, and as we have here the unsurpassed qualities of the Dharma jewel, then we reflect that through us hearing teachings, reflecting on them and meditating on them, they will grow in strength and quality within us. And as they grow, the understanding of the Dharma grows into realizations throughout this process of development. As the qualities within us grow, the contrary afflicted minds weaken, eventually to the point where we come to gain a direct realization of emptiness, and we give rise to the Dharma jewel within our own continuum. And at that moment when we give rise to the Dharma jewel within our own continuum, we become an Arya being, and we become a an illustration of the Sangha jewel. And so that, of course, will come through repeated meditation over a sustained period, but long before achieving such an exalted goal, one will be accumulating a vast store of good causes that will ensure that one does not fall into the lower realms, but attains good rebirth after good rebirth. And as one progresses spiritually to develop ourselves, the positive impact that we can have on others, this grows too. As we transform ourselves, our mere example that we set for others has a beneficial impact, let alone as we become ever more skilled and we can become a guide to others. We can guide others how to develop good qualities within themselves, and when we give rise to the Dharma jewel within ourselves, we'll be ever more skillful in how we can guide others to attain freedom from suffering. And as we develop, having given rise to the Dharma jewel within ourselves, we'll come to completely eliminate the afflicted minds together with their seeds. We ourselves will attain the realizations of a foe destroyer. Moreover, as we then develop further, we will completely eradicate even the stains of the afflictions and attain Buddhahood, the state of perfection. So all of this comes about independence on receiving teachings, reflecting on them, and meditating on them, striving to develop the Dharma jewel within ourselves. So this then is the reflection to do on the qualities of the Dharma jewel. So a point to re-emphasize here is that the way meditation works is that through doing the same meditation repeatedly over a sustained period, it is that meditation, repeated meditation on the basis of knowledge that leads to transformation. So through reflecting on the qualities of, for example, of the Buddha jewel, the qualities of the Buddha's body, the Buddha's speech and the Buddha's mind, the more one reflects, the greater the transformation, or the greater the impact it will have on one's mind. And one will just, one's mind will firstly readily turn towards the three jewels. And moreover, when one's mind turns towards the three jewels, it have an immediate and powerful impact on oneself, a transformative impact, ensuring that our way of thinking stays in accordance with the Buddha Dharma. And as one continues in meditation, repeatedly over the same over a sustained period on the same topic, then the realizations start to become longer lasting and more stable within oneself. In other words, our mind, our way of thinking starts to transform. And as we start to see our way of thinking transforming, and as we see our way of interacting with others, our way of dealing with life's difficulties being transformed, this will give us ever greater trust or faith in the Buddha and in the Buddha Dharma, because we are experiencing this transformation. And as we start to gain this ever more profound faith in the Buddha and the Buddha Dharma, so too will the wish arise within us to also become a Buddha, because we will be starting to experience the great results of the Buddha Dharma. This wish to become a Buddha then, as this grows ever stronger within us, makes the attainment of bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, which has as its component this desire to become a Buddha for the sake of others. This mind of bodhicitta then becomes ever easier to generate. The attainment of bodhicitta comes ever nearer.
Lam Yamlin, Tuan Shava Tilian, out to Chasm Gomsuchin Yamlin Jene, and the Gom Jemian out to Gula, and the Gokdienda, lamde sale, lamde skiyondu, dini ki kiyabadi, da gohten da lamde niboti, dini ki kiyabadi lan, gohten lamde nila choko chale gohres, chesna di, njevu, sanji ki sun shepi ki, tue la, lupdin shepi, tel yanga du, tue sam gom sum che, nyamlin che yadu, gomba la, dini njevu karali ge sene, anna mao pangar tukila, lamde sale gyule kiyo gohres, chesna lamde na gyule, gohten sale gyule gyule kiyo gohres, chesna di, Yamne Jabala then Jebudi, and Lamden the Gordon said, Lamden the Gordon did, then it's a chuck on today, said Mursum at the city. The Gijunko Jose Adi, and Sayi Yusun Shepig, and Lamdi Yososura, Yamlin Je, and the Lamden the Gordon Kule, Jesaja, Yamlin Chene, Susu Yamlin Chene, or Dusine, Yamlin Nandi, that Papa, Papa Casa de la Kinemo Chalagore, said, Dinigida, Sayu Conjo Dinizzi, Chokonjo, the Kinemo Dinidi, Chitan Desum de la Cuba, Nuba Yore, as me, he said, he said, the idea that you ended Chapel Shibu when the Jesuja found it in it.
So whilst reflecting, looking at the text, whilst reflecting on refuge or reciting refuge, the refuge formula, and reflecting on its meaning, we should maintain awareness of the unsurpassed qualities of the three jewels. So I've just made reference to some of those, and of their individual uniqueness. So the individual uniqueness, here we can think of, for example, of the Buddha jewel. So Buddha in Tibetan, the word for Buddha has two syllables, sang and ge. And these two syllables show the perfected state that a being that is a Buddha has achieved. So sang refers to this complete abandonment of all fault, that the afflictions have been abandoned, the seeds of the afflictions have been abandoned, and even the stains of the afflictions have been completely eradicated. So the continuum of a being that is a Buddha is completely stainless, free of any fault. So this is the first of the individual uniqueness, unique qualities perhaps of the Buddha. The second then can be from the second syllable. The first was sang and the second is ge. And this means all good qualities have been attained. So whatever amongst a vast array of good qualities, all of these have been developed by a Buddha, and not just developed, but developed to the state of perfection. So what's so unique about the Buddha is not that faults have been eliminated and good qualities have been developed, but that faults have been completely eradicated so that there's not even the slightest of trace, and that good qualities have been developed to the point of perfection. So this is the meaning of the word Buddha, Sangye. This is the individual uniqueness of the Buddha jewel. The Dharma jewel, then, we reflect that the Dharma jewel are the true cessations and true paths in the continuum of Arya beings, and those are what we are striving to develop within ourselves. All the realizations of the path, becoming an Arya being ourselves, becoming an illustration of the Sangha jewel ourselves. And the Dharma jewel is something we can and will develop within ourselves, and it comes about in dependence on being skillfully guided and training our own minds in precisely in accordance with the way that we are guided. And if we do so, we follow the advice well, we can be certain that we will give rise to the Dharma jewel within us. And then thirdly, the Sangha jewel. So these are our companions, our guides on the path, those who have achieved Arya paths within them, within their continuum, and are still striving to achieve enlightenment. So these are the Sangha jewel. And as one reflects ever more on the qualities of the three jewels, our trust in their ability to provide, to guide us to attain a state freed of suffering will grow ever more stable and ever more firm.
That is, and that came long before when they just saw us. That came long before they just saw us, the person was in there. That came in by the car killing was in there. Sanji conjured the Captain Bobori, yes. Sanji conjured the Captain Boborinta, Carson was in there. Azu Kowata, Duhalu Drake, Tablamta, Tabla that Tempty Kimuko, Tablamdi, Mano, Machu Badi, and then Azula. kamna mebal tsembadi sütin gora sanye jemden de yusun gora chesan jep tenhendi sütin gora sanye jemden de chö konjo ka sanje konjo se jep tenbo bore sene so se kele ba jep tenbo bore sene kele ba kele en dela jep so chesan jep tenbo bore sene kele ba za mano wa ma chu ba sangla mano tin thu ge de tenba sanje jemden de che de jep tenbo ko tin sing de kele kele ne en dela ani ma dunga jep jep thu bure sempe ge yishi chi ya K-Lampi 양안에 그래서
And then looking at the third component here, that of your commitments. The commitments here that one has in mind, bears in mind whilst reciting refuge, is that the commitment then in relation to the Buddha jewel is that our founder Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni, is the teacher of refuge. And being the teacher of refuge, he taught a vast array of methods, of techniques, to his students, that through them applying those methods in meditation to their own minds, they will achieve causes for good rebirth, they will achieve even liberation and enlightenment. And this vast array of techniques that the Buddha taught are the unmistaken path that leads to good rebirth, liberation and enlightenment. And moreover, the Buddha taught these same techniques in a variety of different ways so that they were perfectly in accordance with the various dispositions of beings. So here we bear that in mind. And then in relation to the Dharma jewel, and the Dharma jewel is of particular importance because the Dharma jewel is the actual refuge. And the reason why the Dharma jewel is said to be the actual refuge is the Dharma jewel is true cessations and true paths. And that is what we are striving to achieve within our own continuum. So the Dharma jewel currently exists in the continuum of Arya beings. But we are striving to develop that Dharma jewel, those true cessations and true paths within our own continuum. So why is the Dharma jewel then said to be the actual refuge and not one of the others? Is because when one does achieve the Dharma jewel within oneself, one becomes an Arya being and one attains freedom or liberation from rebirth in the lower realms. One will never again be born in the lower realms. One will only take rebirth as a human or God. And moreover, with this tremendous spiritual development that one has attained, one is that much nearer to achieving the state of liberation, the state of nirvana. When one achieves nirvana, one is liberated from suffering in its entirety, from cyclic existence in its entirety. So again, the reason why the Dharma Jewel is the actual refuge is when one achieves the Dharma Jewel, one is liberated from rebirth in the lower realms, and one is that much nearer to attaining nirvana itself, and thereby attaining freedom from suffering in its entirety. So in this way, as you recite the refuge prayer and think about our commitments, we do so thinking in this way to gain ever greater certainty that the three jewels have the ability to provide us with protection from suffering. And how so? It's through studying, reflecting, meditating, and giving rise to the Dharma Jewel within us that we achieve protection.
Lam Gotina Lam Din Jula Jitibasa Pabi Kansa. Coronzuki Lam Yamlin Chiala and Coronzuki anything answer Pando Kanji Tony Pando Jugu Robo Chigri Sindhi Diniza Kidding go to the Jeb to Dadori S the Kelan and Delia Isi Zuki Garsuri Chesandini Jebru Kilan Bigone Jebsura says you're San Yu going to the Jeb Dumbo in Makele, and they like Jebsutra, Chio going to the Jeb Mui in Makele, Muri, some Jedele Jebsutra, Kiru go to the Jeb to be Tarore, and the Niki, some make a Kilan Bitone, and then Matela Jebsutra, Dela, then Kilan Bigone Jebsutra, as you got it.
And thirdly, the Sangha Jewel. So these are Arya beings who have achieved true cessations and true paths within their own continuum, who have achieved the Dharma Jewel within their own continuum. And they serve as our companions on our spiritual practice, companions in our cultivation of our own mental paths. They will always accompany us, always help and assist and guide us in our spiritual development and in the achievement of our own mental paths. So here when we reflect on the commitments of refuge, we refer to the Buddha Jewel as being the teacher of refuge, the Dharma Jewel as being the actual refuge, and the Sangha Jewel as being our companions. Furthermore, seeing the Buddha as the teacher of refuge, we remind ourselves that the Buddha is completely free of any trace of fault and has perfected all good qualities, hence is a being that is stainless and and a being that is perfect. Moreover, the Buddha is able to teach the complete and unmistaken path precisely in accordance with the individual personalities of beings. Moreover, there's nothing that is unknown to the Buddha. The Buddha would never not be able to answer a question, let alone the Buddha would always be able to answer a question precisely in accordance with the needs and the ability of the beings in the Buddha's presence. And furthermore, through hearing the teachings of the Buddha and reflecting and meditating on them repeatedly over a sustained period, one will accumulate the perfect causes that will lead to good rebirth, and through making ever greater endeavor, one will be developing the causes that will lead to liberation from suffering, and moreover, will lead to the generation of bodhicitta, and thereby the eventual attainment of enlightenment. This comes about independent hearing the teachings of the Buddha, reflecting on them, and meditating on them. So here we are encouraged to know the qualities of the three jewels, and to reflect on them, and in this way, with great sincerity, that no matter what difficulties we encounter, our mind will naturally turn towards the three jewels for assistance, for guidance, for the techniques that we need to apply to deal with life's difficulties. And this approach of sincere refuge comes about independent on engaging in these meditations. And this reflection that we've outlined, this should be done as our text indicates, three times each day, three times each night. In other words, when we wake up at various points throughout the day, and when we go to sleep, and as we progress in this, this way of thinking will naturally arise within us and stay ever present. Then as the text says now, in the middle of page 23, one may wonder, granted, taking refuge in the three jewels can protect me from the misery of lower rebirth, but how can I create the causes that bring about a higher rebirth? And
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱད མ
As we come to the conclusion then of this topic of meditation that we've looked at, of refuge that we've looked at for the last month, then let's start talking, bringing this together about how to meditate on refuge. Because this is something one should have as a daily practice, and because often one will do it as an actual retreat where one engages in an intensive retreat reflecting on refuge and accumulating 100,000 refuge recitations. So for the meditation on refuge, the first topic of meditation is to reflect on the sufferings of samsara. So this is imperative, to reflect on the sufferings of samsara. And there's a precise correlation with to the degree that we have effectively meditated on the pervasive nature of suffering, that we will give rise to proportionate wish to be freed of suffering. So if we have a basic idea of suffering, our wish to be freed from that will be relatively weak. But the more profound our understanding of suffering is, coming to understand how it pervades samsara, and coming to understand the subtler levels of suffering and its causes, that will lead to an ever more transformative realization, ever more transformative wish to be freed of suffering. So we can take as an illustration what we see very much in not just our society but around the world, with tremendous fear that has arisen around the coronavirus. So people have heard in the news now for a couple of months about the dangers of contracting this disease, and in dependence on that fear, they're seeking a solution. So the government and the medical professionals have been providing a method, a technique. Wash your hands, wash them for 20 seconds, keep a spatial distance from others. If you display symptoms, isolate yourself. And people are listening to this. We can see very clearly there is a change of behavior. Our seating here has changed. We know what's happening in the supermarkets. We can see a change in behavior. That change in behavior has come about independent on reflection, thinking about the dangers of this illness, and following the advice that is given. So that is a very useful illustration for what we needing to do here. In all topics of meditation, we receive the teaching, we hear the advice, we reflect on it. The more deeply we reflect on it, the greater the inner transformation will be, the greater the change of our way of thinking and thereby our way of speaking and our way of acting. So this we need to apply to this and all topics. Here we're talking about the first step of the meditation on refuge, which is to reflect on suffering. And the more we reflect on suffering, gaining an ever clearer understanding of the pervasiveness of it, will give rise to an ever stronger wish to transform ourselves in order to become freed of suffering.
Ah, the name is that I'm going to get some time. ta ngā sō na kia bā yī na, anī sō sō yī na dī nī kī dūngā yōng gō yā chā kī dūs. An dī nī kī dūngā yōng gō yā kī bā yī na, anī kē hō chū yā sē tō gō hō pī nī rā kī mī dūs. Chī tā ngā sō na kia bā yī na, dī pē sā sā rē, chī tā ngā sō na kia bā yī na, anī ngā rā tō ngā sō sō rā ngā sō na kia bā yī na rē, shā yā sēm chā tham chī ngā sō na kia bā yī na, rā shā sū yī na ngā sō na kia bā yī na, dūngā pā tō mē bā nyōng gō yā kā ngā mā mō dūs. Chī tā dūngā pā tō mē bā nyōng gō yā dī ngā sō yā dī yā lā, kōng rō sā yā tā, chā kwā kia yā tā, dūyā shā shā yā tā, ngā yī dī yō rē, chī dī bā dī pā tō mē bā
When we start the reflection on the sufferings of samsara, then we start by reflecting on the tremendous sufferings that beings are experiencing right now in their lower realms. Initially, it can be quite difficult to reflect on the sufferings that are being experienced by those who are born in the hell realms or are amongst the spirits. So perhaps it's better just to concentrate on the animal realm, because at least there we can directly perceive them and we have a far clearer idea of their suffering. We reflect on the wide variety of sufferings that animals experience, how they have to endure their entire life and with under constant threat of being caught by another animal, by being eaten by another animal, by being eaten without even yet being killed by another animal, as well as the core suffering they experience from the elements, and the suffering they experience from being enslaved by humans. And then furthermore, their tremendous lack of capacity that they have to resolve their problems, even to resolve them for one mere life. They struggle with in terms of their mental limitations to solve their problems in this life. And then in the animal realm, they too suffer tremendously from the afflictions. There's a lot of anger, there's a lot of jealousy. We can observe this, and they suffer from these afflictions, and being under the control of their afflictions and not being able to have control over their own minds, they accumulate so much negative karma, strengthen their negative habits, act under the influence of these afflictions. So not only does a being in the lower realms suffer greatly, but it's very difficult for them to accumulate merit. So being born there, one not only suffers, but it's difficult to create causes to gain a good rebirth, a rebirth out of the lower realms. So here in this reflection, we reflect on the sufferings that beings are experiencing. And then we make it personal and think about how we could possibly cope if we had to experience such suffering right now. And naturally one will give rise to a wish then to be freed of rebirth in the lower realms. And that's a good point to come to, but we need to take it further and then reflect on the sufferings that humans are experiencing. And here again we have a lot of experience from the core sufferings such as warfare and famine, but also of discord and disharmony and variety forms of conflict and mental difficulties that beings are experiencing. And we reflect on the human realm and ask ourselves the question, who is not suffering? Which human being is not suffering? We reflect, is there anyone's situation that is freed of suffering, where lasting, stable happiness is experienced? And we come to see that there's no ordinary human being who has achieved lasting, stable happiness, or who can. And this gives rise to the wish to be freed of any rebirth in samsara, because we come to see that there is nowhere within samsara that is freed of suffering, because samsara is pervaded by suffering. When we give rise to this fear for a continued uncontrolled rebirth, where we take, no matter where we are born, we suffer, our mind naturally turns to protection. Where can we go for protection? Or to translate that word protection differently, where can we go for help, for assistance, for guidance? And then we turn our mind, having generated the first cause, that of fear, we turn now towards generating the second, that of faith. And here we then engage in the reflection on the qualities of the three jewels, generating strong faith in their ability to protect us.
Those are the two key points here in the meditation or refuge. First, the sufferings of the lower realms, generating the sphere for continued uncontrolled rebirth in samsara, and then generating the second course of refuge, where we reflect on all the qualities of the three jewels, as has been described earlier tonight, and in this way giving rise to a strong trust or conviction that it's through relying on the three jewels that we will attain freedom from suffering through the cultivation of the Dharma jewel within us. Then the way to do this meditation is exactly as has been described, and all these points are analytical meditation, where we analyze, we reflect, so we're thinking, we're taking the various points of the meditation, and again, meditation session after meditation session, we're reflecting on them. And through this repeated process, our reflection will go to deeper and deeper levels. And each time we do this meditation, when we give rise to this strong wish to be freed of suffering, we hold this in an undistracted manner. And then, after resting with that for a while, we then generate further and we go into develop the mind of refuge through generating faith.
And when faith has arisen and we generate the mind of refuge towards the three jewels, we then abide with that. We hold with that single-pointedly. So all these preceding steps of the meditation were analytical. Now we come to placement. So when the mind of trust or conviction in the three jewels arises, we hold that single-pointedly, undistractedly. So what we are doing here is several layers to it. We are, of course, generating the mind of refuge through the analytical meditation. Then through the placement meditation, we're gaining ever stronger familiarity with it. That means then, when next we meditate, it will come much more easily and will remain longer. Throughout the day, when we call it to mind, it will come to mind much more easily and remain longer. But more so, a particular aspect of this placement meditation, in addition to gaining a stronger habituation with the result of the meditation, is that we develop the mental factors of mindfulness and meditative insight. And these are stabilization, of mindfulness and stabilization. So these are required for our later development of calm abiding. So right here at the beginning of, right here in our actual meditation on refuge, we're starting to lay the groundwork for our later attainment of calm abiding. And this is done through relying on analytical meditation, but also placement meditation, because that strengthens our mindfulness, stabilization, two key factors in the attainment of calm abiding. And just briefly then, as our time is running up, we also would include in this meditation, as the other points we covered tonight, that whatever problems I encounter, I will always deal with them in accordance with the Dharma. And here in this context, that means I will turn for my solutions to the three jewels. It's through relying on the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha that I will deal with life's difficulties. I'll transform all problems. I will not look for solutions elsewhere, but I will always practice the path of the Buddha Dharma. And moreover, we reflect on the qualities of the three jewels, and we reflect on the trainings, these various trainings we covered last week and this week, with a commitment to, throughout our spiritual training, not just now, but throughout our training, to always act in accordance with the precepts of refuge.
as we've seen here, the text emphasizes that this is a reflection we should do three times a day, three times a night. And what should this reflection be? Well, that's what we have been covering here. And in terms of the trainings, just to say the way that we can understand the refuge trainings in brief is that the purpose of these refuge trainings is to help one accumulate virtue and to abandon negativities. So therefore, whatever one does, as long as if one is engaging in virtue and abandoning negativities, one is acting in accordance with our refuge precepts. So these refuge precepts are important to understand and to reflect on and to apply in one's life and to live one's life in accordance with them, because their objective is to ensure that we accumulate the causes for happiness and we turn away from the causes that only result in suffering. Then we'll conclude here for tonight, and next week we'll continue with this last bit that we read out, which we'll be talking about how we can create the causes that bring about a higher rebirth. Okay, then we will finish.